Sometimes events take place and they make you wonder whether what we know as science is really adequate in explaining nature's mysteries. Our present state of our civilization is really an advanced one. For the information which I am providing now, I have provided a video towards the close of the description I have provided for this podcast. You can go to the link provided to my site ramanisblog.in to see the video. But what is interesting is that video link seems to have been removed. I have provided yet another one. Please follow it up and see for yourself. What happens today is that whenever something is inexplicable by what is known as science today, that information is suppressed. The facts, events mentioned in the Vedas, scriptures of the Hindus, the Itihasas, Ramayana and Mahabharata, the great epics, sound so advanced as to make one dismiss them as figments of imagination. It is being dismissed as such by the so-called elites. What we speak of is about events, some of them date back to thousands of years, and the information found are interstellar travel, advanced quantum mechanics, organic and inorganic chemistry, advanced mathematics, calculus, anti-gravity theory, advanced surgery, plastic surgery, medicine, electricity, magnetism, atomic theory, neutron bombs, radar, stem cell research, prediction and measurement of rain, movement of stars, architecture, music, dance, planets, mental exercise, control of consciousness. I have posted articles on each of these and more at my site ramanisblog.in. They can be found under the category Hinduism, astrophysics, science. The description of aircrafts are found in Hindu ancient texts, the Vedas, Ramayana, Mahabharata and 18 Puranas. That the Vimana design works is proved in a science department in US, which I'll be sharing you in the subsequent episode. What is now Iran and Afghanistan were part of Indian Empire, and Gandhari, mother of the Kauravas and Sakuni, were from Kandahar, then called Kandhara Kingdom. Mahabharata mentions the use of aircrafts. More specifically, while speaking of Arjuna when he conquered Gandhara and beyond, he is reported to have fought with aliens who came in Vimana, and Arjuna had one of his own granted by his father Indra. It transpired that the troops of the US in Afghanistan found the remains of a Vimana and 8 soldiers disappeared. We don't know whether this is the Vimana referred to by Arjuna or some other Vimana which is referred to in our other Hindu Itihasas and Puranas like Ramayana, Vishnu Purana, Bhagavata Purana and many more. The information was prepared by the intelligence arm of Russia, SBR, and placed before Vladimir Putin. Information as follows. A peculiar report prepared for Prime Minister Vladimir Putin by Russia's Soviet Foreign Intelligence Service, SVR, circulating in Kremlin today, states that German Chancellor Angela Merkel has become the latest in a growing line of Western leaders to make a surprise visit to Afghanistan this month, and follows visits by United States President Obama on December 3rd, British Prime Minister David Cameron on December 7th, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy on December 8th. Only Sarkozy's trip, this report says, was concealed as he was already in India on a state visit when rushed by a US military aircraft to the Afghan war zone. What caused the sudden rush of these most powerful leaders of the Western world to go to Pakistan? This report asks. It was directly was to directly view the discovery by US military scientists and what is described as a Vimana entrapped in a time well that has already caused the disappearance of at least 8 American soldiers trying to remove it from the cave. It has been hidden for the past estimated 5,000 years. From the ancient account found in the Sanskrit epic, the Mahabharata, we know that a Vimana measured 12 cubits in circumference with 4 strong wheels. Apart from its blazing missiles, the Mahabharata records the use of its other deadly weapons that operated via a circular reflector. When switched on, it produced a shaft of light, which when focused on any target, immediately consumed it with its power. The time well encasing the Vimana, this report continues, it appears to be an electromagnetic radiation gravity field, first postulated by Albert Einstein as the United Field Theory and long rumored to be behind the infamous American World War II experiment in teleportation called the Philadelphia Experiment that in 1943, like the events occurring in Afghanistan today, likewise caused the sudden disappearance of the UN soldiers. The seemingly perpetual power source to this mysterious time well, this SVR report says, appears to be based on the technology of Edward Liskanin, who claimed to have discovered the secret knowledge of the ancients, and from 1923 to 1951, single-handedly and secretly carved out over 1,100 tons of coral rock by an unknown process that created one of the world's most mysterious accomplishments known as the Coral Castle. Most intriguing of all about this report is it stating that not just any Vimana has been discovered, but from the ancient writings contained in the cave where it was discovered, it claims that its rightful owner is the ancient prophet Zoroaster, who was the founder of arguably one of the most important religions of all time, called Zoroastrianism. The Vimana found in Afghanistan is reported to be estimated at least 5,000 years old. It is said to be protected by a strange energy barrier that is preventing troops from extracting the Vimana. From the above information, it transpires what we seem to know about past is negligible or more or less near zero. I'll be podcasting 2 more podcasts relating to this incident subsequently.